The Compostela Council of Canons and the Fundación Catedral welcome you to the museum and they wish you enjoy the experience of learning about the history of the cathedral through its art collections. With the acquisition of this ticket, you are collaborating in the conservation, study and dissemination of the cultural heritage of the Catedral of Santiago. We are in the Gelmírez Palace, one of the most outstanding medieval civil buildings that have survived to this day, and which was named after the first Archbishop of Compostela, Diego Gelmírez, a key figure in the history of the cathedral and the Jacobean tradition, who lived in the last years of the 11th century and the first half of the 12th century, and who promoted its construction. However, the spaces of the building that we are going to visit barely preserve the remains of the original construction and are the result of several reforms, mainly in the Gothic and in the Baroque. From the Gelmírez Palace, today one of the locations of the Cathedral Museum, we are going to approach the work of Master Mateo, the most important artist of the cathedral, through a monographic space created in some of its rooms, and we are going to access the Portico of Glory, a masterpiece of European medieval art. This interactive audio guide on your mobile device will serve as a guide during your journey and will offer you content and images on the different chapters of Master Mateo's project in the cathedral, especially on the most important aspects of the Portico of Glory. For security and conservation reasons, the capacity of the Portico of Glory is limited, as well as the maximum stay time. Please check at your entrance the scheduled time to visit the portico and follow the instructions of the museum staff and the information panels. Don't forget to connect your earphones, and if you don't have any, ask for the available units in the museum reception area. Let's begin.